These are spiritual laws. That's the reason it says, whosoever. Say it. Whosoever means me. Glory to God. Yes. Amen.
Today on The Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland explains how faith works in your heart and not in your mind. Discover how faith comes from your born-again spirit and is activated with the Word of God. Now, here's Kenneth.
Welcome, everybody, to The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We'll get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we praise you today. Oh, we worship you, sir. And we thank you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome to manifest yourself in this studio and in this radio and television audience just any way that pleases you. And we thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father, for revelation, divine words. Glory to God, we thank you for it. That move heaven on the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Today, we're talking about faith. So let's go over here to the 11th chapter of Mark. And you cannot study faith without thoroughly studying the Gospel of Mark and the words of Jesus concerning faith, because this is the faith of God and exactly how it works. And I'll comment more on that, because I've got some things. If I get to it today, I've got at least one. We'll get to it if the Lord just said we would. Amen. Mark 11, 22, Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God, or actually the Greek text says, have the faith of God. Now, for verily I say unto you, whosoever, say it out loud if you're in a place where you can, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith or says. Now, I want you to notice this here. This faith is of the heart and not the head or the mind. Shall not doubt in his heart. Well, what's he supposed to believe? He's supposed to believe that those things which he says will come to pass, because what you say is coming to pass, whether you're a believer or not. This is the way faith is released. This is also the way fear is released. This is also the way doubt and unbelief is released. Amen. Now, this is what shocked me when I first found this out a number of years ago. I read an article that this man, he's not a believer. He decided he was not going to have the flu. There was a flu epidemic going around, and he just stood in front of his mirror and said, I'm not going to have the flu. I'll never have the flu. He didn't say in the name of Jesus. He didn't know nothing about saying in the name of Jesus. I'll never have the flu. I'll never, ever have the flu. And he said it every day, and he said it, and he said it, and he said it. And the man hadn't had the flu in something like 20 years. Oh, Brother Copeland, how could that happen? Him not even saved. Because this is the way the spirit realm works, whether you're born again or not. Because you can stand there and say and say and say, it'll work. Amen. That's shocking, isn't it? But think about it. In the ministry of Jesus, it worked, right? Well, nobody in the ministry of Jesus was born again. It worked for Gentiles. Yeah. Don't you remember the centurion? I'm way out ahead of myself, but that's all right. I'm out here. And he said, excuse me. He said, I'll never cough again. Hallelujah. I just said it. Now, this centurion said, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. But you say the word only, and my servant shall be healed. I'm a man under authority. I say to one, go, and he goes. I say to one, come, and he comes. What did Jesus say? I have not seen such great faith, no, not in Israel. Now, Israel were the people of God at that day. Amen. But here is a Gentile, an Italian. But he had faith in the Word. Now, what did Jesus do? Jesus said the Word, and his servant was healed. Now, I don't know whether the servant was a Gentile, probably. But the point is, these are spiritual laws, and they work every day all over the earth, just like gravity works every day all over the world. These spiritual laws work all over the world. Some fellow says, you know, that saying just don't work for me. Well, it just worked for him, and it don't work. And here's another, you know, you just think about it. These are spiritual laws. That's the reason it says, whosoever. Say it. Whosoever means me. Glory to God. Yes. Amen. Now then, what does it mean to believe in the heart and not in the head or the mind? Let's look first of all here at 1 Peter chapter 3 and look at this fourth verse. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible. Do you get it? Let me read it again. Let it be the hidden man. This is the man. This is the man. Now, that means women, too. It's talking about mankind. The Bible always talks about mankind unless it's specifically talking about a man or a woman. Mankind. Let it be the hidden man of the heart. Now, as we said yesterday, you can't believe anything with your blood pump any more than you could the liver. Let it be the hidden man of the liver. No, that ain't gonna work. Okay, let's try this. Let it be the hidden man of the kidney. Let it be, no, of course not. In that which is not corruptible. The physical body is corruptible. But this born again inward man, this born again person, the spirit himself, the real you, is not corruptible. This is the born again man. Now, your flesh is. Now, it can be corrupted, but I ain't got time to get into that. Now, let's now look at 2 Corinthians. Well, we're back on this end of the Bible. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace, listen, sanctify you wholly, not holy, wholly, W-H, all one peace, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you and also will do it. Now, spirit and soul and body. It's amazing how that most people, most Christian people, have the idea that the soul and the spirit are the same thing. I used to think that before I learned anything about the New Testament. And I was very blessed that I came from a scripturally illiterate. When I enrolled at Oral Roberts University in January 24th, 1967, the day I enrolled, I was scripturally illiterate. But I was very, very blessed that I immediately was introduced not only to the ministry of Oral Roberts, because as most of you heard in my testimony, I became part of the flight crew on his airplane back there in those days, and so I was in all of his meetings. But just right off of the bat, I was introduced to Brother Kenneth Hagin's ministry, and man, I'm telling you, I was listening to his tapes night and day. Well, I was in it, praise God. I remember one day, glory to God, I had all my books in my hand like this, and not all my books, I had books for the class, but it's right at the very beginning. This is my first day in my Bible class, and we were studying the book of Romans, and I had a book in my hand. I looked down at it, and it said, Roaming Through Romans. And I thought, Roaming Through Romans. Maybe I better read Romans before I roam through it. I thought that in my mind. And let me tell you how I studied it. I got into Brother Hagin's tapes. I was listening to him. I mean, I'm listening to him night and day. And because he's teaching the word of faith. I'd never heard anything. But see, what was such a blessing, I wasn't New Testament brainwashed, religiously brainwashed. I didn't have anything to unlearn. Everything I knew was wrong. So God, I didn't know anything except the streets. Amen. So I thought, well, here's the way I'm going to do this. And when he gave a scripture on tape in those days, I wrote that scripture down. I went back and read the whole book from which that scripture came. And so as I was listening to those tapes, I was reading whole books of the New Testament as we were going through there. So I began to catch on. Well, when I saw this, spirit and soul and body, and of course he was teaching on it, and it straightened me out right quick because I didn't know anything about that. I just thought the soul was the soul. Your soul got saved. And I didn't know the difference. I didn't care, really, until I heard this. And that's in proper order. You are a spirit. You have in your spirit a soul. And your spirit and your soul, which is made up of your will and your mind and your emotions, live in this flesh or corruptible body. Amen? Are you following me now? So the spirit man should be in ascendancy. The real you should be full of the Word of God and faith, and you need to be in ascendancy and tell your mind what to think and tell your body what to feel. So now you can get an idea here of what it means to believe with your heart and faith comes out of the born-again spirit. Let's look at it again in Mark 11. Faith is of the heart. and shall believe and not doubt in his heart or in his spirit. Now, why is it called heart? Because that's the core, that's the most important part of the human being, the heart or the spirit. It's the heart of it. It's the heart of the issue. The heart of a tree, the heart of a watermelon, it is the most important thing that we're talking about here. So it is the heart of the matter. Now, let's look over here in 2 Corinthians, and we'll see it again. I want you to see these things for yourself. The 4th chapter of 2 Corinthians in the 16th verse. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man, that's talking about the flesh, the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Hallelujah. Now then, in 2 Corinthians 5, 7, let's look at that. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, what does that mean? Okay, let's talk about that now. Now that we've got, we have it divided up, spirit, say, spirit, soul, and body. And you'll hear someone say, body, mind, and spirit. Now, that's being more body conscious than spirit conscious. Someone would say soul, body, and mind. Well, you've said mind twice. you can see where the confusion is. So let's go with the Bible. Spirit and soul and body. And once you rightly divide that, and then the Word of God is the only thing that will divide it. Dividing asunder the soul and the spirit and the joints and the marrow. You find that, of course, in the book of Hebrews. Now, we walk by faith and not by sight. Now, faith is of the heart, and not the head or the mind. Now, we can say it like this. We walk by faith and not by common sense. Now, common sense is important. People that don't have any common sense much, I mean, they just foul up everything. But people with good common sense can see through an issue and be smarter about it, particularly than people that have been educated beyond their intellect, and all they see is what somebody else said in the book. But then you got somebody that's lived a long time, and he knows better. He knows that won't work. He's seen that tried. He's seen communism, socialism tried all over the world, and ain't nobody ever made it work. So common sense would tell you, keep trying to do this? That's insane. Keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and do to eventually get different results. No, man. It just doesn't work like that. Well, anybody with any common sense knows that. And that's wonderful. Now, common sense would tell you, get back out of the street. There's a car coming down the road. Well, I walk by faith. I'm going to go, you're going to get yours. You're going to become a sale cat. What? You don't know what a sale cat is? No, I know you don't. You wouldn't unless you lived out in West Texas where it gets really hot during the summertime and you see a semi run over a cat. In that hot sun, bake that cat to it just and you peel him up and see how far you can sail him. Amen. They gonna make a sail cat out of you, that semi is. okay, I know it. Joy, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Hey, you need to laugh. So, where was I when I got off on that sale cat? Oh, help me, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Now then. But if you try to apply really good common sense to faith and actually where faith belongs, it just won't work. Because good common sense is based on what you have learned in the natural world and what you have found out that works in the natural world and what doesn't work in the natural world. But we're not talking about the natural world. We're talking about the supernatural world, the world of the Spirit. The most supernatural thing that can ever happen to any human being, the most powerful miracle there is the new birth. That is so supernatural. Amen. Now, I believe, I receive by faith. You believe what? I believe I receive healing. And in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 11, 23 and 24, I believe I receive it. It's mine. Jesus bought it and paid for it. Glory to God, it's mine. Well, Brother Copeland, I prayed over that, but there didn't anything happen. So I didn't get it. No, the problem is here, you don't get it spiritually. Let's go back to Mark 5, where we were yesterday. Let's look at that again. And I want you to notice the woman with the issue of blood. Certain woman had an issue of blood 12 years, suffered many things. But many physicians spent all she had and was nothing better, rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press and touched his garment. For she said, see, she said it, if I may touch his clothes, I'll be whole. Straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body. Now, she didn't feel in her body and then believed it. She believed it when she said it. And then when she acted on it, she drew the healing power of God. What did Jesus say, daughter? Your faith made you whole. Well, it wasn't her faith, it was his anointing. Oh, yeah, it was her faith because other people touching him and no anointing flowed out of him. But when she touched him, wow, she believed it in her heart. She said it in her mouth. Even though in her head, she was afraid to go out there and do it. Glory to God. But faith in God took that healing before she could feel it and before she could see it. I'll be back in just a moment.
Do you want to get the most out of this teaching? We have you covered. Download your free copy of the easy-to-use study notes for today's broadcast on kcm.org/notes. Follow along with key teaching points, scriptures, faith-filled prayers, interactive questions, and more. Use them for your personal Bible study or to share with others. Go to kcm.org/notes and download yours now. We're here for you.
One Worship, a collection of 11 worship songs, will help you connect to God in a deeper way. Worship Him from a place of truth and revelation. Request your free CD from Kenneth Copeland Ministries by going to kcm.org/TV special or by calling 800-600-7395. Free offer good for 60 days. One Worship. Enter into God's presence, strengthen your faith, and draw closer to your Heavenly Father.
One Worship. This music worship CD is just so blessed. My granddaughter, Courtney, had a vision of unity in the body of Christ. Now, you remember in the fourth chapter of Ephesians, the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul said that coming together in the unity of the faith. Didn't say anything about doctrines. We have different doctrines and different ideas. You and I can disagree with one another without doing it mad or kicking one another out of the congregation. That is so wrong, and it stinks in the nostrils of God. But this is a time when this is actually happening. I mean, people all over the world are coming together in the unity of the faith. And the foundation of every song in this CD is God's love and His goodness and His grace. God is good and His mercy endures forever. Praise God. You get hold of this, because as I said, like everything else on this broadcast, it's free. Everything we offer on this broadcast is free to bless you. No expense, no excuse. Father, we thank You, and we pray over this radio and television audience. We pray for our partners all over the world. A new day has dawned. A new anointing has dawned throughout the earth. And many prophecies, many things spoken from the Word, and many things spoken by Your prophets in the earth. It's right now. It's coming to pass. And we praise You, and we thank You for Your Word and Your goodness. In Jesus' name. Amen. Gloria and I are inviting you right now to the Dayton Victory Campaign, June the 15th through the 17th, Dayton Convention Center right there in Dayton, Ohio. Partners, we have these free meetings for you. Now, I'm stirring you up, you understand? I want you to get in these meetings. This is the great year. This 2017 is the year of fabulous outpourings from heaven. We're expecting manifestations of the Holy Ghost like never before. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's free radio offer. Order your copy today. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. May 26th through 27th, Kenneth Copeland invites you to the Peru Victory Campaign at Eduardo Dibos Coliseum in Lima, Peru. June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.